The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Before you even, you know, start listening to the content inside today's episode, the reaction we got during one confession, like we were when this was live on the radio, was more than I thought we were going to get. We didn't ask for any calls. We didn't ask for any of that. But we really opened up about our childhoods and some of the difficult times, right, during the holidays. Because I know you hear this. You shouldn't want anything. It's not about material things. When you're little, try telling a child that.
Yeah, dude.
It's hard. You see everybody opening presents. You see everybody coming. They got them fresh kicks on, new clothes. And you're like, for me, I didn't have that.
And I'm right. I'm here today to tell you that we have a new shoe coming out. It's called the Character Builder 23. And you'll know more about the Character Builder 23 once you listen.
All right. Take a listen now. Do you remember yesterday I was telling you how sometimes DJ Automatic will nap or try to go to sleep in his full, like, clothes?
Like, oh, yes. Everything. Yes,
yeah, he
yes,
did
like
that.
A ranch
he did,
hand.
Yeah, he did that. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Wednesday morning, halfway to the weekend. I'm Dana Cortez.
The ranch hand, DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Last night, obviously, Automatic, night before last, rather, he had to DJ and perform and all that stuff, gets home exhausted. I made him take a melatonin because his energy is up. Even though he's tired, he can't go to sleep. And he passed out on the couch. And when I came downstairs to get ready for work and stuff, I get up really early. He said, "Is it morning? What's happening?"
Shoes on. Filthy. Still had my chain on. I was like, I mean, I literally just passed out. Melatonin is the, like, it's a sleep drug to me.
Really,
I know it is to everyone else, but for some reason, melatonin just knocks me out.
Night, huh?
Yes,
night,
immediately.
Night, weenies.
I don't know. This is a lot of sleep content. This is the second day we've opened
I'm
up.
I'm tired,
and
Anthony.
To, is that
what
it is?
I'm tired. Yeah, somebody asked me, "You all right?" I said, "No, absolutely not. I'm ready for the holiday."
Tired.
So I can sleep late.
But blessed.
I was so blessed, and I started thinking about weird places I've fallen asleep. The couch, that's pretty normal. You ever slept on the floor of an airport when it's really dirty?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
no,
baby.
If you haven't slept on the floor in Vegas, you really haven't been to Vegas.
McCarran Airport. One time, I was so lit. John Jones tried getting me on a flight.
No.
He was trying to be like, "Yo, he's okay. Let him pass security." It was bad, dude. I was really down bad. Down bad.
That is awful. How about in a club? My friend fell asleep on the corner of the dance floor.
What?
She was so drug. I swear, she just curled up in a corner and nobody bothered her. They just left her there until the club closed.
Damn, dude.
We all kept dancing.
I did pass out in a closet one time.
Why?
It's called Fireball, my friend.
You sneak into the closet, let everybody else keep partying, you take a nap.
I fell asleep in some bushes one time after I tried to party with strippers, but.
Whoa.
You couldn't hang with a stripper. That's a different lifestyle right there. National Day, Anthony.
Oh, snort it, dude. All right, it's National Pretend to Be a Time Traveler Day. Take Automatic back to that bush.
I would love to have video of him in the bush.
We'll wrap it up on National Brownie Day.
Oh, my goodness. If you serve me brownies, please, please burn them. I need crispy, burnt edges. And I mean burnt, not just a little bit. Like, hard.
I got you, but I like the brownies that leave me feeling burnt. So.
No!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I have to admit, when I was little, this time of year, I used to wish for certain things. You know, because when you're little, we always want to say Christmas and the holidays, they're not about material things. When you're little, you want toys.
Yeah,
you
dude,
want
you literally,
things.
You like, work all year to get the toy you want. That's
and
the
I was
thing
a straight-A student, always killing it in class and everything.
Dude, they sell you the dream of that if you're a good kid, you're going to get what you want.
Oh, yeah, you
dude.
Work hard and everything's going to happen for you positively.
My grandma used that for me like from July. She'd be like, "Oh, you want something for Christmas? Better go pull them weeds. Better go pull them weeds, dog."
Santa's watching.
Oh. Did you ever write Santa Claus a letter and not get what you wanted?
Of course we did. Who didn't have that happen?
One year I tried riding Santa, and then my mom and my grandma were like, "Hey, we don't have a chimney. What do you think he's going to do? So don't even worry
about
it this
year." That's good, though. That's good.
That's good.
One year I remember specifically, I wanted this magic hat. I don't know. I saw it on TV or something. It was this magic hat. And instead, I got a card trick. And I was so disappointed.
Oh, it was like a magic. Like,
it was a real magic hat.
So
you pull out rabbits and pull out kinds of
yeah,
whatever. And I got this card trick thing. It was like a generic. I hated it. And then there were years that I wanted socks and shoes.
What?
I didn't have a lot of things. I wanted socks and shoes and designer pants and all these things. I know that that's not the fun thing to want. My daughter, our daughter, the other day just said, you better not give me shoes for Christmas. I got a list.
Well, so I remember one Christmas I actually asked, I said, I want Jordans for Christmas. And
oh, your family probably thought you were crazy.
I just said it over and over and over. And so my mom, thinking of me, got me some McGregor Jordans. Do you know what McGregor Jordans are?
No, I don't have any idea what fake. That is.
Yeah, they're worse than Pro Wings.
No!
Dude.
So I wore them to school because I didn't have any other shoes to wear.
Yeah.
And then this kid steps on the back of my shoe.
Oh,
and he rips the sole of the shoe off.
No!
And so I have to duct tape it at school.
There we go,
and
dude.
And here, the story gets better. My parents couldn't afford to buy me any more shoes, so I had to wear those duct tape shoes to school for 3 weeks.
Oh, the Character Builder 23s.
Yeah. That's what those are called. That's what those were. So the story ends up good, though. My dad felt so guilty about the Character Builder 23s.
He bought you real Jordans?
He bought me real Jordans. Yeah.
Yeah. So I call you Duct Tape Boy. You know what? I hate that I have to do this, but the first year that I realized me and my mom, and my at the time, my parents were still together, we had less than. I knew that we were not doing good financially. One Christmas, mind you, my birthday is on Christmas, right? I was just wanted a Power Ranger toy, and everybody knows the Power Ranger toys where the head flipped. It went from being normal guy to like Power Ranger.
Oh, yeah,
you're like, this is what I want, yeah.
And my mom, boom, she got me the Red Ranger. Only thing was, it wasn't like an action figure. It was like a Gumby doll thing. It was like straight off the clearance rack. And at that moment, I knew. I was like, damn, we're poor.
So the head didn't flip?
The head didn't flip. It was built like Gumby. Like, it was a Power Ranger built like Gumby.
And it had like flexible arms. No,
flexible arms and everything.
I never
like
got
that.
A Barbie. I got Bobette from the dollar store. Her legs and arms don't bend. They just do.
Oh, less than that year, was a do-better.
One year... I told you I wanted pants, and I know that sounds crazy, but I wanted a pair of pants, and my mom gifted me a pair of pants. Don't ask me why, but they had a clover leaf patch on the back pocket, and it said rub for luck. Mind you, I only had like two pair of pants.
What grade was this?
I might have been in third, fourth grade. I was little bitty.
It's the hopping look at the truck stop. That's what that was.
So I had to wear these pants, and... everybody knew they were the same pants because they had the clover leaf and the rub for luck. The moral of this story, boys and girls, is these are funny now, and we're able to look back and think about, you know, these times, and I think embrace them now. And they built character. They made me strong. They made me tough because, trust me, I got made fun of every day with those pants.
They made you realize you were poor.
They did make me realize that, but it also made me realize the bigger picture and
that's
that my
not,
family.
Christmas isn't it's about not, gifts. It's about
dude.
Family and love
not.
And all
now,
that stuff.
Now, I will say this. The whole, you know, if you work hard, things will be good. No, that's not true either because I was a working, you know, hardworking poor person for a lot of years. But it's about networking. It's about lifting one another up.
Them clover leaves didn't do anything, huh?
They didn't do nothing, man.
You rubbed the hell out of them. No luck came out of them, right?
No luck came your way, dog.
Hey, no, we're here now because somebody helped me and so on and so on and so on climb that ladder.
We're
and that's
here
the
because
thing.
Of those pants.
There we're here is. Because of the pants. That's what it is. It had nothing to do with anything else. Moral of the story is tough times, they are hard, but they don't last forever. I promise tomorrow's a new day. The sun will come up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I have a lot of girlfriends and guy friends, too, that are single in their 30s. Well, I'm here to tell you, according to Glam.com, there's actually four reasons that being single in your 30s is a good thing. All right, so I will share that with you in case you missed it. These are three stories you need to know. DJ Automatic, you go first.
Not only are we slowly ruining the Earth, we are now starting to ruin space.
Oh, here we sucks. Go.
The International Space Station had to duck out of the way of some space junk that was coming for it. The space station was forced to swerve about 300 yards to avoid what the Russians say was part of an old American rocket from the 90s. But...
What? The Russians are blaming America for junk in space now?
But listen to this.
Damn, Russia, whoever smelt it, dealt it. That law applies right here.
Listen to this. A couple weeks ago, Russia blew up an old satellite to testify a terrifying new missile system that sent space junk flying everywhere.
Oh, my God.
So that was their junk.
Yes.
And they're blaming the United States like they always do.
Exactly.
It's a lot of junk, but whose trunk is the real question.
I don't know, but that's not okay.
I thought I was a little bit better.
But I do want to say something. People are like, climate change is a real climate change. Think about your house. You got this big house. I just want to explain things in layman's terms here. You got a big house, and you could put stuff in the corners and stuff, and the house doesn't look messy. But if you do that... for a long period of time, all of a sudden you have a junky house.
And then Russia blows it up and goes everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. All right, that's what we're doing to Earth and space.
Went to the daughter's science fair.
Yeah, that's exactly.
What's up. Dude, took that all
I actually
down.
Did her last science project.
I was like, am I sitting next to Bill
Just
Nye?
Kidding.
All right, y'all. In case you missed it, the government is introducing a new bill called the Stop the Grinch Bot Act. Now, if you ever online shopped DJ Automatic, or if you're an online purchase and you're waiting for releases, you will know that sometimes they go instantly within
you
a minute.
You can't get them. You can't
miss,
get them.
You swing and miss.
Because people buy the bots.
But this right here, this act will stop those bots from buying it, making it impossible for people to pay overpriced for all these sneakers and everything they're missing out on.
I like the government intervening in this way because I'm all about capitalism, all about making money. But it's not fair that they'll buy a $100 pair of Nikes. 10,000 pair that are released and then sell those Nikes for $1,000 and then regular people can't get $100 already expensive as it is.
I wear like $60 Cortezes usually.
Yeah.
Automatic, you're a sneaker connoisseur.
I'm a sneaker guy. So, I get lucky every once in a while and I don't have any bots.
But
Yeah.
Like, average sneaker go for like what? 120, 140?
Now it's about 160. Like
dang.
For like it depends.
And then when they resell it'll go up to like 600, right?
Or more.
Or more. It depends on what you get. Yeah. Mm. Like I just got these Jordans. I got them for 200 and they're already at 450, I think.
Oh, God.
You're not going to wear those, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to wear them tomorrow.
No, let's sell them.
Why?
Because
I'm not the person who buys shoes just to stare at them. If I buy them, I'm going to wear them.
There it is, dude.
That's why we get along.
Wear.
That's why we get along, because that's my philosophy, too. All right, so according to Glam.com, the best thing about being single in your 30s, there's four reasons, okay? Number four, lack of drama.
Oh, yeah.
Lack of drama. We saw some drama here in the studio. Drama's real, and if you're not ready for it... If you're not ready for it, it could be a problem.
Drama is how women, you know, between the ages of like 23 to 27 operate. They're used to it. That's when the most...
That's how women operate from birth to death.
Oh, settle down. Number three, you can focus on your career.
Yeah,
how about that's
a good
thing?
That's a good thing.
Especially for women. I think sometimes too often we're pulled into different... you're married, you got to take care of your husband, take care of your kids. You know what? Take care of you, ladies. Okay, take care of you.
A lot of women are the breadwinners now.
They are, for real. Right. Number two, spontaneity. If you don't have a man and your girl say, hey, let's fly to Vegas. Hey, let's go out for brunch. Hey,
trip.
Let's do this. Yeah, girl, or just anything.
Yeah,
you can be spontaneous.
Dang.
Even about your sex life.
You're
single.
I guess
you
can.
And
that's
at the
right.
height of women's sex life too, right?
Yeah, I think 30s,
Nigga, be saying, be happy with yourself, girl.
And number one, the ability to get to know who you are before you get into a relationship. Ooh. And you depend on that person to define your happiness.
So you're saying there's a lot of self-pleasure.
No.
Right.
My mom
always told me that you don't know who you are really until about 28 to 32. She was like, that's when you'll start figuring out who you are as a person.
Do you think when you meet somebody who got together with their partner really young, kind of have a difficult sense knowing who they are as a person? Because I do. I know a lot of women that got married young and maybe things didn't work out or whatever the case is, and it takes them a while to become their own individual.
Yeah.
Because they depended on that man in their life.
I'm not going to air this couple out, but they've been together for a very, very long time, and they still act like they're in high school and they're grown people because they got together in high school, so they have like a high school relationship as grown people.
Oh, now they're adults, and they haven't grown. They haven't been able to mature.
Yes, because they never tried anything else out.
So see, being single in your 30s is a great thing.
I read this book,
and
it said you got to sow your oats.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, that's
why a lot of people are unfaithful. Because they didn't do what they needed to do naturally. So get married later in life. Trust me, it's a good thing. Nothing wrong with getting married young. If you found the love of your life or whatnot, but I suggest you wait a little bit longer.
And this is coming from a woman who's been divorced twice.
So take my advice.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Everybody with kids, you're going to love this news. Cardi B just shared an adorable mommy moment. Let me tell you more about it inside The Best Gossip, The Daily Dirt, this story and others. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays first.
Queen Naja's boyfriend, Clarence White, celebrating his birthday. Hey. He seems like a cool dude, right?
But it's Queen Naja's boyfriend. That is his claim to fame.
I love
her.
It's a claim a lot of men will want. And we also got the one, the only, Nicki Minaj celebrating her birthday.
All right, so we're going to start out with wishing Nick Cannon peace at this time, his entire family. He delivered sad news that his seventh son, Zen, passed away. This was the son he fathered with model Alyssa Scott. And we joke a lot about Nick, and he jokes a lot, but he's going through a difficult time right now, and all I can hope for is that, you know, they find solace in this soon.
I mean, it's your worst nightmare as a parent. I can't imagine going to work every day and having to deal with something like this.
Oh, I know.
Holding my son for the last time. But it was still, it was a beautiful setting.
All right, so now we're going to shift gears and talk about Drake, who, I mean, it's a very controversial decision. He withdrew Certified Lover Boy from the Grammy nominations that he'd gotten. The only thing I know is that it came from him. Ooh. He said it's when the voting, right before the voting began, he pulled it.
So I think it's a multitude of reasons. I think one is that they made the actual category larger so Drake could be in it this year. Because mm-hmm. it's usually only four albums that are nominated. And this year, for some reason, they made six.
Because they wanted to squeeze Drake in.
And then the other thing I was thinking is that all the stuff that happened with The Weeknd last year, that could be his thing. Could it be also?
Oh, he's standing with the fellow Canadian?
Yeah. Nice. And then, I mean, and then Drake's never really had a great relationship with the Grammys. I mean, remember he was giving out Grammys on his Instagram?
He was mad because he made a house, you know, project. And they put him in a rap category. Say, what do you get? Because he's black. I mean, let's be real. That's what happened. And so maybe that's what it is. Or maybe it's the fact that he knew he wasn't going to win. Bruh. Well, she hadn't dropped an entire project in a minute because she's dropping babies. Cardi B. She said her three-month-old son, you know, her and Offset, who are married, just had another baby. He's holding his own bottle. This is a big deal. It's a win for mothers everywhere. The younger they hold their bottle, the better for the mom.
Yeah. Especially if you can stick them in that little pillow and just go, here's your bottle.
And they just hold it. They look so cute. Only parents realize what a monumental moment that is.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, if you're holding a bottle at 3 months, she's probably going to, or it's he, probably walking at 8-9 months.
And then you can potty train her because I want you out of diapers by 1.
Like when you got a new job and you got like a 60-day probation period, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you got 60 days to pick this bottle up, little baby.
That's not it, Ant. That's not it.
Nope. The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I know how sad it is when you lose a wedding ring. Well, I don't personally remember, DJ, when you lost a wedding ring. You were freaked out.
I've lost two.
Whoa. You went back to the courts, the basketball courts, and you were looking. He was so sad.
Dang, dude.
This woman that we're going to talk about right now lost her wedding ring in a potato field. 50 years later, the ring was returned. She got the ring back. So this gentleman uses a metal detector. His name is Donald McPhee. And
he's one of those guys.
One of those guys. But he finds the ring and starts to do some investigating. Neighbors in the area said, well, this woman named Pamela said she lost her wedding ring 50 years ago. He goes and knocks on the door and says, hey, did you lose a wedding ring? And she's like, yeah, like forever ago. Describe the ring. She described the ring. He pulls it out of his pocket and hands it back to Pamela.
Ooh.
And the saddest part is, her husband didn't make it. He died 3 years earlier.
That's all I was going to ask. Did her husband? No. Did she lose her husband?
Well, she's still married to him. She was with him till the day he passed away. So she said what she's done is with the replacement ring that he bought her, she wears it next to it. Mm. And she says, I feel like my husband brought this ring back to
me. That's amazing. As long as she doesn't date the dude who was out finding
She's not going to date the dude. Yeah, don't put that on Pamela.
No, don't do that, Pamela.
He's a much better dude than the guy I'm about to talk about here. Okay, so with Christmas right around the corner, imagine being laid off on a Zoom call.
No!
So it's been going viral. A mortgage company let 900 people go on one time on a Zoom call. The CEO said this.
If you're on this call, you are part of the unlucky group being laid off. Your employment here is terminated, effective immediately.
Like I said, what a
Oh,
no, there's a catch here. The company just received $750 million in cash infusion.
And they fired everybody?
Yes.
After getting almost $1 billion infused into their company?
Yes, they fired everybody.
That man's going to hell.
And let me tell you, the person I felt the worst for was the person that was controlling the Zoom call because he had to listen to everybody be like, what are you talking about?
No, and he got fired too.
Yes.
Oh, he got fired.
I would have hung up on everybody.
He should have cut the car off. But he did get an FU in. I heard that.
Dude, I kind of respect his moxie right there. Oh, well, guys, be on the lookout right now. Like Automatic's talking, it's about to be the holiday season, so the reindeer are out. There's reindeer burglary happening in New Hampshire. That's right. Police believe there is a buck who is part of an organized crime group breaking into buildings in New Hampshire.
You're making this up.
No, I'm not.
There's a reindeer breaking in.
Yes, the police department had filed two different cases. One on Sunday where a buck broke into a school and was trapped inside the school.
It's not Rudolph. It's not Rudolph. Because
Rudolph might have been at the auto tire shop where a similar case happened just 2 days before.
Why are these reindeer breaking in? I know inflation is bad. Is Santa up this? Is it this hard up in the North Pole? I'm telling you, blame it on inflation.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You like tacos?
Oh yeah, dude.
Everybody, who doesn't? Right? If you don't like tacos, you're probably a serial killer. Two of the biggest franchise restaurants in the country are getting married, and it means more tacos for all of us. Stand by. Let's talk about it now. It's time for Hottest Hashtags. That's Inside Food News. Let's get it started, though. 17 days till Christmas. Hey, I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Mild Sauce.
We're the Dana Cortez Show. Let's talk about last-minute gift ideas. Mm. Seriously. Okay.
It's that time of year.
Y'all getting gift cards.
And no. If you're looking for a quality gift under $10, I have your solution. The Amazon Outlet Store. I was going through the store. They have this section called Super Discounts. Did you know about this?
No, I've never heard of it.
Okay, they have overstocked kitchen supplies, electronics, beauty products, fashion, more. Brands like Hanes, Burt's Bees, Cuisinart. 5-star reviews for under $10, and they guarantee delivery.
Automatic, I feel like your wife has an online shopping problem.
Oh, she
took
us
to the deep end of Amazon sales right now, dude.
I have a relationship with the drivers. Yeah. I'm going to give them Christmas presents this year. Maybe I'll get them something from the $10 and under thing from Amazon.
It's a great white outfit for the office idea, Dana. Thank you.
Hey! All right, and then finally in food news, Jack in the Box is buying Del Taco for $575 million.
Dang, dude.
And they both have such good tacos. Is this going to be a battle?
A battle?
Yeah.
A battle for second place because they're not better than Taco Bell.
No.
I mean, that's just my take on it.
Nah, Del Taco got better. Man, they got better tacos. Have you never... Del Taco is this... I don't know. I like
I've never
both.
Had a Del Taco.
What?
Never had a Del Taco. And I haven't had a Jack
Blasphemy.
In the Box for... 20 years.
You know, our daughter, Ava Maddox, she went to a slumber party the other night, and the little girl chose Jack in the Box tacos to have for everybody over. Ava Maddox came home mad. How could you never, ever have given me Jack in the Box tacos? She's like, they're the most delectable thing. I said, I told you, but your dad never wants to pull in.
I had a bad drinking experience with greasy tacos.
That was the problem.
Yeah, dude, for me, Del Taco always leads to El Diarrhea.
Most fast food does. Hey, you got to do it. You got to go for it every once in a while. National Day, Anthony A.
Dana Cortez, how do you like your eggs?
Anthony A., why are you asking me how I like my eggs?
I was going to tell you how I like my eggs. You know what I'm saying? Some people like them fried. Some people like them scrambled. I like them baked and in brownies. It's National Brownie Day.
Oh, I see where you're going with that one. I think nuts in brownies, if you don't have nuts in your brownies, it's a sin.
All right, there we go.
It's a sin. You got to do
it. Nuts in the brownies. We'll go wrap it up on National Pretend to Be a Time Traveler Day.
Where am I going? Obviously somewhere in their future because a Latina woman can't go back. It's already hard enough right now.
Ooh. Dude, I knew you were going to do that.
I'm sorry, it's true. Where am I going? It's safe. Automatic, you can go.
I can go forward, backwards. I'll be good either way.
That's a white man joke.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, we're going to get into music facts with DJ Automatic here on the Dana Cortez Show. With me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. It's December 8th, and where will we begin today, Otto?
We're going to start with birthdays. We got Nicki Minaj celebrating today.
Happy birthday, Miss Minaj.
Next birthday we got, it's Sammy Davis Jr.'s birthday.
That was Mr. Bojangles.
Quadruple threat right there. Dancer, man could play music, singer, actor. I mean, one of the greats, the
one of the most talented
forever.
People ever. And the last birthday we have is Bushwick Bill.
See, it's rough being a loner. Not knowing any given day and time, I could wind up a goner.
All right, on this day in 1980, we're going to say rest in peace to John Lennon because he was shot and killed in New York City by a fan.
Imagine all the people.
A lot of people don't realize fan stands for fanatic. It's not necessarily a positive word, and I can't believe still that he was in an alleyway walking.
Yeah, he was just walking came home, and he the guy had asked him for an autograph earlier in the day. He gave him an autograph. And then they ran each other again later in the day. He gave him a Catcher in the Rye book and then decided to shoot him 5 times right after. Waited for police to show up and is still incarcerated. Next, we're going to 1986 because on this day, Salt and Pepper released their debut album, Hot, Cool, and Vicious.
Salt and Pepper's here.
So Push It was originally a B-side to the album's original single, Tramp. Push It wasn't even on the album until it was remixed by Cameron Paul. And once he remixed the album, it went platinum almost immediately and has become a hip hop staple and is really one of the biggest records of all time.
For me, Salt-N-Pepa, I mean, as a woman who loves hip hop, groundbreaking group, groundbreaking.
This song always reminds me of my friend Anthony growing up because he won every talent show with the way he could beatbox this song. Every single talent show.
It's an amazing beat. It's yeah, a fun it record.
All right, next we're going to 1998. Today is the day that Redman drops his fourth album, Doc's the Name 2000. At this point in time, Redman is humongous. The album goes platinum within 2 months, ends up selling 3 million with really, I mean, albeit that was the single, but it wasn't a huge radio single. It's just that people were so fanatic about Redman and Method Man because the acting they had going on. They had a lot of different stuff going
on
at this time.
You're calling it acting?
Well, I mean, it was acting. They were in movies.
Yeah, I think you have to. Redman did definitely have a great Hollywood career compared to other rappers.
For sure, for sure.
And he's funny.
Dude, and How High is like a cult classic.
And we'll wrap it up today in 2019 when 21-year-old rapper Juice WRLD dies after suffering a seizure on a private jet. I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave you. After his death, we learned that when Juice WRLD landed in Chicago, his plane was about to be searched because they had been tipped off by the Van Nuys airport that they might have drugs on them. As authorities approached him and searched the plane, Juice WRLD popped a bunch of oxycodone and codeine, which is what caused the seizure, which is what killed him eventually.
It's very sad that someone so young and talented passed in this way. The one thing he did was not hide his addiction. If anything we can learn from this is not to be afraid or ashamed to ask for help and try to overcome these demons. Because nobody ever beats drugs. Nobody. And he should have had a much longer life.
On a positive note, Juice WRLD is the highest streaming artist of 2020, and Lucid Dreams has over 1 billion streams.
RIP Juice WRLD. That's Music Facts with DJ Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Comedian Lil Duval recently tweeted, Kodak Black is really up there with Kendrick Lamar lyrically, but y'all don't want to hear it, though. And I kind of agree with him. DJ Automatic, on the other hand, he has a lot of thoughts about this one. I'll talk to you two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, and right now we're having a hip-hop bro down.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I love Lil Duval.
Okay.
He is friend of the show, good guy, hung out with him a lot of times at this point.
Dude, a talented person.
Very super talented, and usually has a great eye for recognizing talent. And so I was like, is he being serious? And then I started thinking about it. I was like, you know what? His social media's kind of slowed down lately. I haven't seen it as much.
I think
it was a smart move. It was a troll move to get people talking.
It's a move.
And we're talking about it now.
Because even Dana was like, oh my God, people don't even know who Kodak Black is, but they know who Kendrick Lamar is.
Yes.
And I think that a lot of the world knows who Kodak Black is. Not a lot of people
They know him more for the times he's messed up than really his music.
True. And that is maybe something that you will hold above him. And that's why, all right, look. Truthfully, lyrically, no. He's nowhere near Kendrick Lamar.
Not even close.
No, but not a lot of people
are. Nobody. Who else is? J. Cole, Nas?
I would say J. Cole.
Jay-Z?
I wouldn't give Aubrey Graham lyrical comparisons to Kendrick Lamar.
No.
I wouldn't do that. So that's
Lil Wayne?
So that's saying that. But I do feel as if Kodak Black is one of the most influential artists not named Kanye West or Drake.
How are you going to back that up?
Because when it comes to... Oh, because if you go listen to No Flockin', which is a song that originally inspired Cardi B's Bodak Yellow, Kodak Black, Bodak Yellow, and also Kodak Black's famed meme of Let Me Drive the Boat, which arguably influenced all of Megan Thee Stallion's run. So Kodak Black really is up there with artists like Young Thug and, dare I even say, Chief Keef. Oh. All right, now I know I'm losing a lot of people here.
lost me there.
With his millennial rap references.
His biggest song is Easy, right? He's not even people don't even know him for that record because it's a Travis Scott record.
Let's go. Oh, dude, to the untrained ear, all right?
Okay. That was the Tunnel song, Tunnel Vision?
Tunnel Vision.
That's a good song.
It's another streaming classic right there. He has SoundCloud and streaming classics right there. But no.
No hits,
right?
Though.
So when it comes down to it, no, he is not as gifted lyrically as Kendrick Lamar.
So I was right. Lil Duval's trolling. That's all happened. He wanted us to talk about him. He wanted us to talk about Kodak. We gave Kodak a little bit of shine. Good for him, man.
Let us know what you
Merry
think
Christmas,
about this.
Merry Christmas, Kodak.
At DJ Automatic on Twitter and Instagram. At AnthonyA400. Let us know your thoughts on this and give us your list of most influential rappers at the moment. We love you. Have a good day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
That WTF reminded you, Otto, of losing your wedding ring. I had forgotten. I blocked it
twice.
Yeah.
Twice in your memory?
No,
he lost it twice.
I've lost two different wedding rings.
I blocked it because, I mean, it really hurt
my... I don't wear
my,
a wedding ring anymore because
it hurt
of that.
My feelings that he lost the ring, not once, but twice. I take care of my ring.
Damn.
But you don't wear any of the other jewelry I give you, so...
What? Don't try to turn this around on me.
I've got to do something. I'm indefensible here. I mean, I screwed up twice.
That
third,
was really
third time in your out, right?
What do you think this has been the reason for it not being a third time?
I don't wear it at all. I don't wear one anymore because after that, I still have one. We bought another one.
When we go out and stuff, he'll put it on.
But yeah, it's very rare that I wear it. I usually wear once a year, maybe.
Dude, there's some lady listening to us and being like, my husband too.
Well, have you ever lost something that was like precious to you and you weren't supposed to lose?
Dignity. Like a wedding ring?
Oh, I was going to say dignity, but
hey, there's more of that in a podcast now. Listen.